The Walking Dead, one of the biggest shows in cable history. Season finale is coming up on Sunday, so let's get Josh McDermott in here. He plays Eugene. He's been on the show before. There he is. Hi. Good to see you.
Remember me? You had me back, unfortunately.
You came back.
Well, come on. I love you guys.
Sometimes we haven't had repeat this year. I'm just
Well, the worst thing would be that I love being here and I love you guys because I listen to you and everything. But like for me to want to be back here and you guys are like, ugh.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, you didn't.
All right.
Yeah, you weren't in the meeting about that.
Oh.
Like, hey, Josh McDermott wants to come back. And I'm like, who?
Oh, what?
You know, Eugene.
He's married
to Eugene. yeah, I mean, right. you're getting recognized now when you're walking down the street. People's, it's like, hey, Eugene.
Yeah, people scream Eugene. That's all, you know. And it's,
that's how you know you've made it.
Part of me wants to go, no, you guys were talking about it earlier. Mm-hmm. It's when you get roasted. Mm-hmm. That's when you know you've made it.
That's right.
Okay, listen to your own show.
Huh?
But no, like people shout Eugene and I'm like, oh, it's Josh, but okay, I'll just take it. I'll take it. However you want to call me, that's fine.
I like where the character has gone. I think last time you were on, it was a brand new character getting introduced to Walking Dead.
Right.
And now, you know, the season finale is coming up on Sunday and the evolution of Eugene over the season has been tremendous.
So much stuff has happened since we spoke last. I mean, because last time I was here, I don't want to spoil it for people, but it's also been a few months.
Right.
You know, we found out that my character actually didn't have the cure and that he was just lying to gain protection and all that. And so we were talking about that so much on the show last time, and I was just like thinking, oh, I can't wait till they see that I don't have the cure. It's going to be great.
Just kidding.
And you can always tell, like, when I do interviews and stuff, because obviously I'm not a doctor now, but people are like, and it's Dr. Eugene Porter. I'm like, you don't watch the show.
No, he was lying. Fake Dr. Eugene Porter.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now they're letting you carry a gun now. I mean, so now being able to do
some
that on the show.
Things have happened, man. Yeah. It feels good to be on a show with a bunch of, like, aggressive people. And wielding weapons, and to now finally be able to wield a weapon myself instead of a knife. They gave me like a butter knife or something at one point. And I'm like,
it was classic,
on.
Like a picnic knife.
Like, okay, I get I was lying, but you don't have to punish me.
it's that knife that looks like it's a silverware, but it's that plastic.
It's just plastic.
That's
yeah.
so weird. Yeah, it looks
totally
real.
Fake. Yeah, I thought it was real.
Yeah, when you're having that classy picnic.
Yeah.
The evolution of all the characters this season has been something else in The Walking Dead, and with the season finale, and it seems like a lot of the individuals in the group are losing their minds.
Yeah.
And it's a 90-minute season finale, and I have no idea what's going to happen with this town, this utopia thing that they're living in right now. I almost think when I was watching it, am I watching Lost again, where you don't know what if they're just all dead?
Right.
Ooh,
and
we're looking at Eugene's
and they
eyes.
Are the Walking Dead. And
yeah.
It's not the zombies, that they died in this thing like everybody else, but they're just living in this crazy Lost world.
Yeah.
Josh, look at me.
I nailed it! No, I don't know.
I'm not looking at you. You're trying to get some sort of confirmation
out of
me.
I'm trying to get a read, yeah.
No, mm-hmm. It is weird that we're living in this community after being on the road for so long and we're like feral dogs just out there just like, you know, biting necks from people and like just doing whatever you have to do to survive, and all of a sudden entering into this community behind these walls and acting like everything's fine and having like bake sales and like
totally normal.
Yeah, these people, because the people that were already living in the community don't know anything about what's going on outside of the community. They know there's bad things, but they didn't have to survive. And so to have these two groups kind of clashing at this point of just it's so crazy, and I love where this is going. And you even brought it up. It's a 90-minute season finale. When people want a teaser, I just say it's 90 minutes. Like, the show is so big, we had to stretch it to 90.
Yeah. Mm.
In real life, do you what life skill do you have if this kind of thing happened, like zombie apocalypse? Because we talked, he's got his apocalypse posse. Like, everybody brings something different to the table. Like,
right.
Can you start fire from scratch?
No. The thing that I would bring to a group is I'd be the first one to go. Seriously, yeah. I have
They'd be
no
eating
skills
you or whatever. You
I have a plan. Like, I want to get. I think if I get to Catalina Island and kill everyone that's there, and then I can just like I can scope out if anyone.
I think you mean McDermott Island.
Yeah, we changed the name.
Kill everybody.
You have to go through City Hall and get that. change.
That would be
and
a hassle. That's
it's
true.
It's a bit of a hassle, but if I could do that, I might have a chance of survival.
No,
but
here's what you can do, and I see it off of your bio here, and something I didn't even ask you about last time is that you are a hot air balloon pilot.
Right.
So can you imagine having a hot air balloon? How come there hasn't been a hot air balloon already? Like, somebody had to have a hot air balloon.
You can't control where you go with a
that's
hot air balloon.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I guess that would kind of suck.
You control. You're controlled by the wind. So if, like, you want to go, you know, east, you change altitude so you can find some wind that's going to push you east. But if there's no wind pushing you east and you keep going west towards a pack of zombies, you're screwed.
So do you say when you tell people, like, I'm a hot air balloon pilot?
Pilot.
Because, like, you're not.
I'm a hot air balloon.
Hostage.
Rider. Yeah, hostage.
Yeah. Really, that's what you are.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much all I do is make sure that we, you know, I keep the people alive that are with me.
So you've
in the
seen
balloon.
So many, like, romance, because they're up there, and, like, a lot of people go on hot air balloon rides for romance. Or, like, have you seen people propose and stuff? And you're
there,
and you're like, I'll just look this way, I guess, while you guys do.
You got the burners to keep yourself in the air.
But
you know,
then
you
turn
fill
them off
it.
When and it gets quiet, right?
It's eerily quiet. It is beautiful.
And then it's like,
yeah. It was like, honey, so we've been together for what? You know, you have to. It's like, I'm sorry. Do you want to stay in the air? Because I have to keep burning the.
Right,
did you ever come close to crashing your power lines or anything?
Power lines get pretty scary because, I mean, you could die. And I've crashed the balloon several times. I mean, nothing like a Harrison Ford sort of thing, but, like.
You've crashed the balloon?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
What? You, but all
well, being a pilot is pretty much learning how to land or take off and land softly.
Softly. Yeah. Oh, so the crash is like when you're trying to land. You're like, ooh, came in a little too fast.
Come in a little too hot. Like, I've broken bones. I've had passengers break bones. I mean, it's nothing that I'm doing wrong. It's sometimes you're up in the air and then the wind picks up and it takes you. I mean, I was dragged for like a half a mile once through a field and I didn't think, and there was power lines at the end of the field. I'm thinking, we're going to die. We're going to get caught up into these. But, you know,
oh my,
how do you get dragged into the hot air balloon world?
Right.
Well, my dad was, pardon me, my dad got a hot air balloon ride when he was like, he turned 40 or something. And then he loved it so much, he went out and bought one. And that was like our family recreation vehicle.
Are they expensive?
It costs about as much
as like
a used car.
It's a basket of balloon. How much could it be?
Well, we got to get a Heidi and Frank balloon or a hot air balloon.
Oh,
Josh can fly it over the city every morning.
Yeah, we'll do it.
And report traffic for us from the hot air balloon.
I'm sorry. I know we've been over the 60 for the last hour, but we're not moving. I don't know what's going on with the 405. I'm sorry. I'm not over there.
It'll take me a little while to get
and
over.
Sometimes we throw it to him, and he's just screaming.
Power lines! Power lines!
We'll check back in with Josh later on. Oh, my God. That would be great.
It was a weird upbringing. I mean, just some people have boats or ATVs, and we had a freaking hot air balloon.
Oh, my God.
It was ridiculous.
Now, when you mention that with the ladies, does it impress?
No. No, I think if I were like a real, and I'll say it, a real pilot with the little air quotes.
Yeah.
And if I flew planes, that might be a little more impressive. But at this point, it's just like, oh, well, I guess that's cool.
Do
like,
you give
no
other,
one's really excited about it.
Do you give
it.
Other hot air balloon pilots like a knowing nod? Do you all have a cap that you wear
yeah,
so you
you're
know
like
each
motorcycle
other?
Riding.
Like a balloon instead of wings?
Yeah, we all like blow up a balloon and fashion it into an animal and give it to each other as like a sign of goodwill.
But you see those weird like hot air balloon, I for lack of a better word, I think festival, where they're all in the sky at the same time. It's like really pretty looking, but from what you explained, it's like, we'd be tangled up in each
other. It's a beautiful demolition derby.
Right.
It's
in the sky.
A slow-moving, disastrous.
Oh, here she comes.
those things are beautiful. Like the one in Albuquerque, I think, is the biggest one. And then I grew up in Phoenix, and that's where, I mean, there was a large one there. But like they have races, they have different things you do, like different, I don't want to say games, but like, so they'll have, they call it the hare and the hound. So one balloon will take off and land, and then his ground crew will place out this big X, and then everyone else has to try and land as close to the center as possible and drop this little beanbag to mark where you landed. And then like the person who gets the closest wins like 10 grand or something. Then they have other ones where they put a set of car keys on top of like a giant flagpole. And you have to like fly by and try and grab them, and then you get like a Ford Fiesta or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or you get impaled.
Right. Or you die or get a car. It's cool. You know.
Josh McDermott hanging out with us from The Walking Dead plays Eugene. You also have something else in the works with this Life in Color. What is this?
Yeah, it's a movie I did.
Oh, a movie star and a TV star and a hot air balloon pilot. My God.
Has it all.
Well, and he's married, ladies.
He got the keys.
It's movies. Let's do the air quotes. Yeah, I did a movie last, I guess it was last spring, and it got into the South by Southwest Film Festival, so that's kind of the first
Congrats.
Place that people, thank you, first place people are able to see it, and we're going to keep shopping it around.
What's
and hopefully,
that? What's that about?
It's about, nobody cares, really.
No?
No,
so it sucks.
I'm kidding.
It sucks.
Oh. It sucks. No, I'm kidding. It's great. It's
Is it totally different than the character you play on Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good
for you.
I have blonde hair.
All right.
So that's different enough,
good
right?
Good start.
No, it's my friend Catherine wrote a movie and decided to produce it and direct it and do all that and asked me to be a part of it. And so we did it, and it turned out great. It's about a couple of depressed people who come together and help each other overcome their obstacles. I play a thank you for that.
Yeah.
I play a
oh my god.
No,
I play a really depressed
okay?
Birthday party clown. And she plays a nanny and I get her fired at the birthday party that I'm
I'm sorry, I was trying to do balloon animals. I feel bad we brought it up now.
No, it's fun. It's a comedy. Fortune Feimster, who was one of the writers on Chelsea Lately, now has a pilot with Tina Fey. She's in it. Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry on Parks and Rec, is in it. A bunch of funny people, and it turned out great.
You play a struggling comedian in the movie, but you're an accomplished comedian. I mean, you've opened up for Joe Rogan and Louis C.K.
Uh-huh.
And you're still doing, I mean, you're too busy to be touring, doing any comedy?
It's hard to tour, but I'm still getting up as much as I can. I did a show last night, and, you know,
Where were you?
Comedy Central stage.
Okay.
In Hollywood. So it's one of those things I wish I could get back out and tour, but I don't have any time.
Oh, the problems to have.
Oh, I know, too busy.
Too busy standing in line at the bank, cashing checks.
Yeah.
Look, I'm flying a balloon and shooting movies and TV shows.
It didn't ask you about the family balloon. Did it have a design or just a color?
It was red, white, and blue, and then there was like a shield on the side and an eagle with its wings spread, and it said freedom underneath it.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
And that's the McDermott balloon.
We were called the Freedom Flyer. That was it.
Yeah. That's kind of, I think it's kind of cool.
Did you have
cool.
matching outfits? The family looked like the balloon?
Yeah, do you have to have an outfit when you're up there? Like pilots have like the jumpsuit. Do you just wear what you were wearing?
Yeah, we wear scuba gear.
Oh, scuba
gear.
No,
you just wear whatever you want to wear.
Something that's awesome.
Not flammable. Well, I wouldn't
even
know.
Have to wear scuba gear next time just to mess with people.
They're like...
Like if we're going for the water.
What's happening? Yeah. I wouldn't know. Do I dress for a hot air balloon? Like I wouldn't know. Can I wear jeans?
Tell people you do water drops on forest fires with it. See if they believe you.
Oh, well, they do. I think they call them, I don't know. Well, we call them touch and goes, but there's another name for it. But like you literally try and splash a lake and come back out. Like you just come in really hot and you're flying down and then you just kind of drag the basket in the water a little bit and then get back out.
So you teabag a lake. I want to go now. Yes. I got to go. I got a teabag a lake. I do. I have
That's
to.
On the old
You'd be
list.
Such a baller.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
you come back
us.
Anytime, man. We're going to take a quick break and look at traffic. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.